Jeremiah, chapter 38. And Shephatiah the son of Mattan, and Gedaliah the son of Pashur, and Jusel the son of Shelemiah, and Pashur the son of Malchiah, heard the words that Jeremiah spoke to all the people, saying, Thus says Yahweh, He who remains in this city will die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, but he who goes forth to the Chaldeans will live, and his soul will be to him for a prey, and he will live. Thus says Yahweh, This city will surely be given into the hand of the army of the king of Babylon, and he will take it. Then the princes said to the king, Let this man, we pray you, be put to death, since he weakens the hands of the men of war that remain in this city, and the hands of all the people, in speaking such words to them, for this man does not seek the welfare of this people, but the hurt. And Zedekiah the king said, Look, he is in your hand, for the king is not he who can do anything against you. Then they took Jeremiah, and cast him into the dungeon of Malchiah the king's son, that was in the court of the guard, and they let down Jeremiah with cords. And in the dungeon there was no water, but mire, and Jeremiah sank in the mire. Now when Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, a eunuch, who was in the king's house, heard that they had put Jeremiah in the dungeon, the king then sitting in the gate of Benjamin. Ebed-Melech went forth out of the king's house, and spoke to the king, saying, My lord the king, these men have done evil in all that they have done to Jeremiah the prophet, whom they have cast into the dungeon, and he is likely to die in the place where he is, because of the famine, for there is no more bread in the city. Then the king commanded Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, saying, Take from here 30 men with you, and take up Jeremiah the prophet out of the dungeon, before he dies. So Ebed-Melech took the men with him, and went into the house of the king under the treasury, and took from their rags and worn-out garments, and let them down by cords into the dungeon to Jeremiah. And Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian said to Jeremiah, Put now these rags and worn-out garments under your armholes under the cords. And Jeremiah did so. So they drew up Jeremiah with the cords, and took him up out of the dungeon, and Jeremiah remained in the court of the guard. Then Zedekiah the king sent, and took Jeremiah the prophet to him into the third entry that is in the house of Yahweh, and the king said to Jeremiah, I will ask you a thing, hide nothing from me. Then Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, If I declare it to you, will you not surely put me to death? And if I give you counsel, you will not listen to me. So Zedekiah the king swore secretly to Jeremiah, saying, As Yahweh lives, that made us this soul, I will not put you to death, neither will I give you into the hand of these men who seek your soul. Then said Jeremiah to Zedekiah, Thus says Yahweh, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, If you will go forth to the king of Babylon's princes, then your soul will live, and this city will not be burned with fire, and you will live, and your house. But if you will not go forth to the king of Babylon's princes, then will this city be given into the hand of the Chaldeans, and they will burn it with fire, and you will not escape out of their hand. And Zedekiah the king said to Jeremiah, I am afraid of the Jews who have fallen away to the Chaldeans, in case they deliver me into their hand, and they mock me. But Jeremiah said, They will not deliver you. Obey, I urge you, the voice of Yahweh, in that which I speak to you, so it will be well with you, and your soul will live. But if you refuse to go forth, this is the word that Yahweh has shown me. Look, all the women who are left in the king of Judah's house will be brought forth to the king of Babylon's princes, and those women will say, Your familiar friends have set you on, and have prevailed over you, now that your feet are sunk in the mire, they have turned away back. And they will bring out all your wives and your sons to the Chaldeans, and you will not escape out of their hand, but will be taken by the hand of the king of Babylon, and you will cause this city to be burned with fire. Then Zedekiah said to Jeremiah, Let no man know of these words, and you will not die. But if the princes hear that I have talked with you, and they come to you, and say to you, Declare to us now what you have said to the king, don't hide it from us, and we will not put you to death, also what the king said to you. Then you will say to them, I presented my supplication before the king, that he would not cause me to return to Jonathan's house, to die there. Then all the princes came to Jeremiah, and asked him, and he told them according to all these words that the king had commanded. So they left off speaking with him, for the matter was not perceived. So Jeremiah remained in the court of the guard until the day that Jerusalem was taken. And it came to pass that Jerusalem was taken,